Come, let us sing to Adonai. Let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. I was ill, and you cared for me. What you did for the least, you did for me. We praise you, God, with joy this day, as proudly we proclaim that in her life this woman's love has glorified your name. She longed for Christ, she yearned for him, to see him face to face. And through the long and patient years, she found in him her peace. She gave herself and all she owned to find the pearl of price. She waited for the bridegroom's call and listened through the night. She walked in harmony with God, her eyes were on the Lord, and in the struggles of each day, her calm was in his word. Her patience and her sisters found in her a mighty shield, for in the fortress of her faith they saw God's power revealed. Oh, come and worship God this day, the Abba and the Word, and in their spirit know the joy, God's love song that she heard. She saw in them the suffering face of Christ, like the Good Samaritan. She became their mother. If it had not been for you, O Holy One, this is Israel's song. If it had not been for you, fear and chaos would reign in every heart. Doubts would threaten to overwhelm, and anger would make us blind. For you, O merciful One, are ever ready to awaken the holy, the sacred within us. Then do your living streams of grace enfold and keep us afloat. Blessed are you, Adonai. We did not become the prey of our enemies. Our life, like a bird, has escaped from the snare of the fowler. Indeed, the snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our guidance comes from you, Holy Wisdom, Giver of life, beloved of our hearts. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the Holy Breath of love. As always before, so now and evermore. Amen. She saw in them the suffering face of Christ, like the Good Samaritan, she became their mother.
From the address of Pope Benedict XIV for the beatification of Marianne Cope. Marianne Cope's life was one of profound faith and love, which bore fruit in a missionary spirit of immense hope and trust. In 1862, she entered the congregation of the Franciscan Sisters of Syracuse, where she imbibed the particular spirituality of St. Francis of Assisi, dedicating herself wholeheartedly to spiritual and corporal works of mercy. Her own experience of consecrated life saw an extraordinary apostolate unfold, adorned with heroic virtue. As is well known, while Mother Marianne was Superior General of her congregation, the then Bishop of Honolulu invited the order to come to Hawaii and work with the lepers. Leprosy was spreading rapidly and causing unspeakable suffering and misery among the afflicted. 50 other congregations received the same plea for assistance, but only Mother Marianne, in the name of her sisters, responded positively. True to the charism of the order and in imitation of St. Francis, who had embraced lepers, Mother Marianne volunteered herself for the mission with a trusting yes, and for 35 years until her death in 1918, dedicated her life to the love and service of lepers on the islands of Maui and Molokai. Undoubtedly, the generosity of Mother Marianne was, humanly speaking, exemplary. Good intentions and selflessness alone, however, do not adequately explain her vocation. It is only the perspective of faith which enables us to understand her witness as a Christian and as a religious to that sacrificial love which reaches its fullness in Jesus Christ. All that she was achieved was inspired by her personal love of the Lord, which she in turn expressed through her love of those abandoned and rejected by society in a most wretched way. Thanks be to God.
I was a stranger, and you made me welcome. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. Whatever you did for one of the least, you did for me. I was a stranger, and you made me welcome. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. Whatever you did for one of the least, you did for me. This is my commandment, love one another as I have loved you. Whatever you did for one of the least, you did for me. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of love. I was a stranger, and you made me welcome. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. Whatever you did for one of the least, you did for me. There is no one who has left all things for my sake and for the gospel, who will not receive 100-fold and fullness of life. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, we'll go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. There is no one who has left all things for my sake and for the gospel, who will not receive 100-fold and fullness of life.
Mother Marianne heard your commandment to love God and neighbor, and recognized you in the suffering of the neediest of your people. Open our eyes to see you in our neighbors, and our hearts to respond with compassion to their many needs. Faithful to your teaching, Saint Marianne served her neighbors, especially the most desolate outcasts afflicted by leprosy. Free us to use the gifts you have given us to serve the needs of our world with courage and generosity. Mother Marianne alleviated both physical and spiritual sufferings, helping her friends to accept afflictions with patience and to celebrate their lives with beauty and joy. Help all those who care for others to enhance their health care with beauty and joy. Mother Marianne's care and concern for others manifested the great love you have for each of us. Following the inspiration of her life and ministry, may each of us be vessels of your compassion and loving kindness toward all we meet today and every day. You taught us to pray.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
We give you thanks, Holy One, for with a mother's love you have watched over us in the night and have led us from the shadows of darkness into morning's light. As we celebrate this feast of St. Mary Ann Cope, the mother of lepers at Maui and Molokai, inspire us with her commitment and compassion for those scorned and excluded by society, culture, and religion. For you live and reign in the power of love, both now and forever. Amen. May the God who calls and gifts each one of us to be vessels of healing and peace bless us and all creation with freedom, flourishing, and the fullness of life. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.